Mike, you are not even listening to a word I'm saying. Her words were true. I looked up and saw the exasperation on my wife's face. In my head, I'd been somewhere else much more pleasant than here. Here my wife yelled at me about whatever it was today. Sorry, honey, I'm just a little distracted, that's all. You're always distracted, Mike. I don't even know why I talk to you anymore. She turned abruptly and left the room. Harsh words are spoken at the end of a relationship. It was painful. Our days were numbered. We both knew it. Without a word, I walked out the door, got in the car, and drove away. I pulled over a couple of blocks from the house and took out my phone and typed in the words, "Can you see me now?" In short order, I received a response. "Now? Sorry for the short notice, please." I was begging. I waited 2 minutes for her answer. "Sure. It's your lucky day, Mike. I'll see you in 15. "Thank you, mistress." My shoulders dropped about 2 inches. I started the car up and drove to the liquor store. Champagne seemed an appropriate gift for her scheduling generosity. I pulled up in front of her house and parked. Grabbing the champagne, I practically skipped up to her front door. She was waiting for me, looking happy and sexy. She opened up the door and saw me smiling, holding the bottle of champagne. Laughter came from between her lips. It was a beautiful sound. "Come on in, Mike. Thanks for the champagne." As soon as the door was shut behind me, she took my hand and led me down the hall to her room. This is where I had been when my wife was talking to me. No wonder I couldn't hear anything she said. This was a place where I was totally accepted for exactly who I was. No one yelled at me, no one complained about anything, and no one said hateful words to me. This woman gave me the things that were the reason my wife and I were breaking up. Kink, plain and simple. But not so simple for my wife, apparently. My wife judged me for my desires, harshly and sometimes even cruelly. Ever since I confessed my desires to her, she had rejected me. Not this woman. She stripped off my clothes and tied me down over an ottoman, rather artfully. My knees were straddling the sides of it, my ass was totally exposed, and my cock hung down against the cool leather. She beat me with a riding crop, driving all my thoughts out of my head, giving me no chance to focus on anything but where that crop was hitting my ass. The silence in my head was refreshing. The pain was a small price to pay for the quiet. After a while, she slipped her skirt off and pulled a strap-on harness over her panties. It was black leather, and the toy was bright pink. She knelt behind me, put her fingers in my ass to open me up, then slid that toy deep inside me. The bliss. The fucking bliss. This was the only thing in my life that felt good right now, and I couldn't get enough. She fucked me gently for a long time. I floated in a sea of pleasure, unable to do anything but submit to her, thinking about nothing but the toy going in and out of my ass, and the feel of her hands on my hips pulling me to her. My hour was almost up. She reached around and grabbed my cock. It was soft when she grabbed it, but it didn't take long to get hard. She jerked me off with her slick fingers and fucked me at the same time, until I had a roaring orgasm, right there tied to that ottoman. I was sad when she untied the ropes. I wanted to stay. I was already planning the next time I could return. She gave me a long, soft hug. I left the $300 on the table and went out to my car. My ass hurt when I slid into the driver's seat. I smiled to myself and resolved to hang on to that smile, her laughter, and my bliss in the months to come, even if it meant I didn't hear a damn word my wife said. Okay, so this one, even though it is erotic and it is kind of sexy, it's kind of sad too, because clearly things did not go well when this guy told his wife what he really wanted to do in bed. So, this can be a study of, you know, you do take a risk when you share these things with your partner, but at the same time, what are you really risking? You're risking walking away from a life that doesn't satisfy. I know it's much more complicated than that in many, many circumstances, kids, etc., but a couple of times over these 10 years I've been doing this, I've heard of situations where these guys have worked up the courage told their partners, and their partners have flat out left them and divorced them. Both of them have written back to me a couple of years later and said, hey, that was really tough, but now I am so happy. I can't begin to thank you enough. It was awkward when they wrote me and said, yeah, well, I worked up the courage to tell my partner what I really like, and they left. Because, of course, nobody wants that. But here they were writing back and saying, I now have the partner of my dreams, someone who shares my views of positive sexuality and is willing to explore with me and accept me exactly the way I am. So, and also, this is a little bit of a study about what happens when you go to a sex worker. Tune in tomorrow for your next installment of Masturbation Month.